Drink it slowly. Don't make yourself sick. A little bit at a time. There you go. I'm not going to take it away. How's the nose? I know it hurts. Feels like it's not broken, though. Good. Teeth? One's a little loose. I'll tell the cook to send up soft foods. Let's get these clothes off. Shh, you don't have to move. They're ruined anyway. I'll just cut them off. Oh, look at those red lines. We'll have to stick to robes or loose-fitting linen for a few days. Darling, what did you do to your knee? I see. The good captain didn't tell me that's what happened to his teeth. Well, you're going to need antibiotics. Human mouths are disgusting. That looks infected already. These shoes are a lost cause. And one of your toes is broken. At least one. This was all so unnecessary, darling. Into the bath you go. No, stop it. You're going to hurt yourself. I'll lift you. There. I know it stings. Be a brave pet for me. Let me get a washcloth. I'll start with your face. There's my pretty pet. No more dirt. No more blood gumming your eyelashes together. Doesn't that feel good? Can't do anything about the black eye, but if I thought that ruined your looks, I'd never have picked you in the first place, would I? Now your neck. Shh, I know you don't want anything touching your neck right now, but I'll be fast. Hold still. Hold. There. I'm sorry, darling, but if you make me drag you back home on a rope, you have no one to complain to if your poor neck doesn't feel so nice. Let's consider it a learning experience, all right? Now your chest. Does that feel good? Getting all that filth off. There isn't any need to be stoic with me. We're a little past that, don't you think? You know I don't mind seeing you cry. Lift your leg out the water for me. Onto the edge. Christ. My pet, did you find every thorn bush between here and the coast? Why didn't you steal something more protective to wear? You had time to drug my dogs. You didn't have time to steal a pair of jeans. I don't like when you're so careless with my things, darling. There. The other leg now. Your thighs are so red and irritated. My men didn't exactly let you stop to go behind a bush, did they? Well, I can't blame them. You're very slippery. And they knew what would happen if they came back without you. Carrying your shield or on it, as they say. Back into the water. I suppose you couldn't stay bare while on the run. Been a long time since you had hair there. We'll take care of that tomorrow. Tonight, let's just get you cleaned up. Sit up and lean forward. Good. Your back doesn't look too bad. Bit of road rash, but could be worse. The water's filthy. I'm going to drain it before we do your hair. I'm surprised you didn't cut it. You used to threaten to before I made my feelings clear on the subject. Why didn't you if you thought you could get away? You were afraid. Of what? Thought that might be the straw that broke your neck? That I'd forgive running, but not being able to grab a fistful of your hair would be too far. Tilt your head back. Close your eyes. Don't want to get soap in them. There's my sweet pet. Doing as you're told. Isn't it so much simpler when you obey me and you get to feel good? Drink some more water while that conditioner sits. Your neck really does look terrible. I'm surprised you can talk. Pleased, of course, but surprised. Head back. Let's rinse it out. There. All clean. Much better. I'll help you out. Keep your weight off that foot. That's right. Lean on me. Let me wrap you up in this towel. You've lost weight. Poor pet. You must have been so frightened. So desperate. Flinching at every sound behind you. Sleeping only when you couldn't go any further. Bad food. Bad water. No one to trust. No one to take care of you. But you're home now. Let's get you to bed. You're trembling. I kept it warm in here for you. I doubt you're that cold. Frightened? Hungry? Both. Well, food is coming. Let's dry you off. You did surprise me. For months you'd been as meek as a little lamb. My warrior. So sweet. So eager to please me. Imagine my surprise when I come back from a business trip to find my bed empty, my dogs asleep, my alarms silenced. Such planning. Such timing. Come. Up on the bed. Into my arms. I'll pull the blanket up. There. There we go. When I first took you, you made me beat you, starve you, keep you awake for days. And when you calmed down, I showed you how good it could be, didn't I? I still remember how surprised you looked the first time I made you come. Gasping and whining like some little virgin. How betrayed you looked. You probably still thought I was going to kill you back then. But there you were, grinding against me so desperately. It didn't take much. You hadn't felt anything good in days. Thank you. Leave the tray on the bedside table. Isn't that sweet? Gertie brought it up herself. You know, I think the staff missed you. Their lives tend to be easier when you're around to take my edges off. Here, take these. Are you trying to figure out what they are? Does it matter what they are? You'll take what I give you if I have to shove them down your fucking throat on the end of a feeding tube. You were not gone that long, pet. There you go. You're all right. I know you're sorry. I know you'll do better. Let's get some food in you. You shouldn't take those on an empty stomach. Slowly, or I'll take over. Good pet. So, how do I solve a problem like this? I've hurt you, I've given you pleasure, I've punished you, and I've taken such good care of you. And now I find I can't trust you. Quiet. I don't want to hear it. Oh, I know you're scared now, darling. But you forget about pain eventually. You forgot what I taught you about running. You're going to forget what it felt like to be dragged up on that rope. You're going to forget these broken toes. You can't help it. And I love that fighter in you. I could hurt you until your mind came apart like wet paper. But I don't want to destroy you. Just that stupid little part of your head that refuses to understand where you belong. I did think about crippling you. Right here, across your hamstrings. Oh, you're shaking again. It's okay. It's going to be okay. I love your legs. If I ever broke one, it would be clean. I can't patch every hole in my security. They're just people, and if they're not as weak for this face as I am, they'll be weak for a sob story or a lie. I can't trust your promises. I have to give you a reason to stay.